Can you hear me? My voice is kind of gone, but let's start
Oh,
with
do you want to have
introduction.
anyone facilitate? If your voice is gone, why stream it?
Yeah, I mean it's really gone. That's as loud as I can get.
I can do it. I can attempt.
Okay.
So we want to do the introductions and welcome.
Yes.
So, Anna Brenzuela, co-chair of the Council of Affairs. I'm going to go on to no.
Hi, Nali, council member.
Thomas.
Thomas Noel, the pronoun is government co-chair.
Mark.
Mark Mora, council staff.
Kira.
Kira, council staff.
Marco.
Good afternoon, everyone. Marco Montenegro, Mission Neighborhood Health Center, Clinic Esperanza, he, him pronouns. Thank you.
And TJ?
Everyone, TJ Lee Miyake, he, him, council member.
And Kat?
Pat, council staff.
And Bill?
Bill Bloom, HIV Health Services, San Francisco Department of Public Health.
And Elise?
Hi, Elise Griffin, council member.
Great, thank you. So we want to, it sounds like we have quorum review and approve the agenda. Would you be able to share that, Kira? All right. Any comments or issues? Can we get a motion to approve?
No motion needed. We can just do it
Oh,
as.
okay. Consensus approved by consensus. Right. And then we want to review and approve the draft minutes from March 10th. And we can approve by consensus if there's any issues or any comments. No. So we'll approve that with by consensus. Any announcements? Any public comment? Doesn't look like we have anybody from the public here. And then we'll go into looks like we may not have some annual. CAREAR federal update. Lee Jewell, Bill Bloom.
So I
Yes, sir.
can
Go
frame
ahead.
this if you want, because we don't have Lee here. We do have Bill.
Okay.
This is the second time this hearing before the council. This is because it's coming mainly from Lee, because he is a CARE Coalition representative for the council, and his presentation initially portrayed what the CARE Coalition does, sort of a primer on it, and then portrayed national trends. So with that, as a reminder, I'll just turn it over to Bill as far as what thoughts they might have.
Sure. Lee just approached me last week, and we haven't really had a chance to sit down and talk about it. But I could tell you, I think he was looking to how to expand it. So I can tell you some things that at least it's my thinking, but he may have different ideas. Or you guys could trust blind, and we'll come up with something for what would you all prefer? I'm happy either way if you want to hear about it.
Blind trust.
What'd you say, Chuck? You want to hear about it? I'm sorry.
Blind trust.
Blind trust.
Blind trust. Okay.
Well, if you're going to go blind trust, can I throw in something then before I guess the conversation's over? I think it's still, I don't, so about half of Lee's presentation last year, if you recall, I've been trying to find it on the website, but I'm not that. If I recall correctly, though, half of the presentation was not just explaining what CARE does, but also explaining, like, sort of the that Schoolhouse Rock style of like how bills become. I don't think we need all of that now. I think that was useful, but I still think it would be good to have in the opening a kind of a level set about what care does. So maybe just something more brief around that before going into care coalition, like what they're actually doing, what the actual initiatives are, and what national stuff they might be impacting. But I think that small primer might be, might be necessary just to get everyone on the same page.
Other folks feeling the same way, or was it would people like a refresher on kind of the process of how a bill and appropriations happened? I think actually it was appropriations that he kind of walked through and that kind of stuff. Because I was thinking we might keep it actually, Mark, because I figured we have some turnover and as always people pick up stuff, but other people might feel differently. I don't know. So yes, TJ.
Yeah, I mean, I think it might be good for us, for new people to hear it, but if he could shorten it, I felt like he really went into the weeds last year about it.
Okay, shorter version. I know there was a video was part of it, if I'm remembering that
Yeah, there
correctly.
are multiple videos.
Okay, but we could do a slightly shortened one of that. The other thing, I mean, I guess we're going down the road. The other thing I had thought was just a little bit briefly about the role of advocacy, just how important it's been for HIV funding. And then, in addition, rather than go kind of ad nauseum about care, so I think it's most of interest to you guys because it's a primary national organization that advocates for Part A, but there's lots of national organizations that also advocate. And so maybe we would give you like a small smorgasbord of some of the ones there. And then if someone was interested to join one of them, how one might do that, because I think there are, particularly for consumers. So we might talk about this kind of a new group that's Save HIV Funding. We could talk a little bit about that. So just kind of give a just a little sense, one, I think probably some hope instillment here, because rather than me giving you endless bad news about funding amounts, we could actually show about the people that are, and maybe a couple of success stories, like what happened with the Florida ADAP program. We'll make sure it's 20, 25 minutes, not too long, but it maybe a little bit of hope instillment in the role of activism as well, or advocacy, I should say, in terms of keeping funding going. I'm seeing a little bit of head nods. It's
Yeah,
feel free to say no, because it needs to work for you also.
I think it is a little bit helpful to have some success stories
Okay.
in that, and to show people that, yeah, their efforts can actually come, have impact. So
Good.
for me, even in short, even just brief, would be helpful.
Okay. All right. Well, if you all have other ideas of do's or don'ts, just reach out to Lee or to me, and I think we'll probably meet. We can start to put this together.
We are pairing this presentation with the annual Happen presentation on local, so that should be go well together. Both after the break, you'll have a regular amount of time, so it should be like 30 minutes tops, which I don't think you'll need the full 30. Actually, you might. I think the one last year needed the full amount plus an additional 10 minutes, of course, for Q&A. So you have plenty of space to broaden it if you'd like to, along lines of what you mentioned. Yeah, it's exciting actually to be able
Okay.
to include wins. Hopefully the Happen presentation also includes some wins. There have been some.
We could also start with the presidential skinny budget, because that could be, and what's in it and what's not in it, so people can see real time kind of where we're at in the process. So we can make that a little part of it if people are interested. I'm seeing sort of head nodding. Okay. I think that is a yes. Okay.
All right. And Mark, you said so the next the HAPN annual report, we
Yeah,
don't have
happened.
reps on
Well, I
that.
was hoping that Happen leadership would be here. That's Laura Thomas and or Lance Tomba, but they do not appear to be here, so I cannot send them a guilt trip email afterwards saying how much we miss them, that they can start to send their presentation to us in advance if they'd like.
Okay. So I guess so this is the next meeting time and agenda. All
Yeah. Oh,
right.
is that no.
Is that it?
No.
I'm sorry. Was there
Looks
anything
like
else?
I thought that was someone coming on, but it was HHS coming on. But looks like Thomas has their hand up.
There is a health commission meeting on the 20th. Can you hear me okay?
That going.
Sort of, Tommy.
Echoing. Just to acknowledge that there's a health commission meeting on the 20th, and there will be a lot of budget discussion in that particular space. So let's assume that's what happened folks would have been speaking of today.
Yeah, I'm also guessing what I've heard, although not directly from Laura Lance, is they did successfully meet with the mayor's office. I don't know if it was directly with the mayor. So they'll probably be providing an update on that meeting, would be my guess.
Anything else on this item? No. All right. So the next item is just the next meeting and agenda items. Next meeting, Council Affairs on May 12th. Any agenda items? I don't know the process on this part.
No need, unless people have different things they want to put on.
Okay.
I'll just be putting on the presentations that are occurring later that month to be reviewed.
Okay.
Yeah, the only time we really go out into a different area is once a year we do construct the next year's work plan slash
Okay.
presentation calendar. So that's not a, but that's not happening until November. So yeah, it's basically
Okay.
presentation reviews each month, unless there's a special project, but we haven't had a special project for years either.
Okay. And then just the vote on the date, we just do by consensus, May 12th.
Yeah, my
Anything?
consent.
Okay.
All right.
So I think that's it.
Yeah,
Right?
you
And sure.
did a great job stepping in.
Yeah.
Great back, even though I was a little bit wonky. Welcome, Irma. We don't really have any topics, so we're gonna log off early.
Say that again.
We
We're back to
don't
Ann
have
and
any.
Irma. That was about it. It's a short meeting today.
You know, I didn't have the link. I don't know how it dropped
Oh.
off from my calendar, so I apologize. But maybe Kat can send me another invite and I'll just add it. Thanks.
All right. I think that's it. Thank you,
Oh,
everyone. Yeah. Thanks. Thank you.
No, thank you. Take care.
Irma,
Bye.
you want to stay on for just a moment?